Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Bob Getty with you this afternoon from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great supporter of our program and a great supporter of Southern Miss and a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. Got a good show for you today. Taylor Tribble is a member of the women's golf team, and I should say the new Sunbelt Conference champion women's golf team. We'll be talking to her later in the program, but we're going to kick off the show as we do every Wednesday. Always look forward to our conversations with baseball coach Travis Creel, who joins us today. And, Coach, baseball on Wednesday night, a little unusual. Got a pretty tough team coming in again tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be a great game, hopefully a great atmosphere, and yeah, I imagine Southeastern's got a little sour taste in their mouth after last week. So this should be a good game.
I want to ask you before we move on, in your playing and coaching career, had you ever seen anything more dramatic than a grand slam with two outs, two strikes in the bottom of the ninth?
No, I don't think so. That was a really cool moment, obviously. And shoot, we had two outs and two strikes with nobody on. And just to even get to that point was really good. And then Nikki's kind of unconscious right now, and hopefully that continues.
You oversee a lot of the hitting responsibilities for the baseball team. When a kid like Monastere is hitting the ball so well, what's different? What's different about their approach or their psyche, Travis?
Well, I think confidence is everything, right? I mean, whether you're pitching or hitting or really anything in life, you know, if you're not confident, you're not going to do very good. And if you're really confident, you know, things are just kind of rolling. And he's always a confident kid. He always wants the moment. Obviously, you know, mechanics, everything's synced up right now. Timing, everything's synced up right now. He's just going through one of those stretches that really, really, really good players get to go through occasionally. I was unfortunate to never go through one of those stretches, but he's seeing it really well right now, and he's really confident. He's a baseball junkie too. I mean, the guy's in the cage all the time and works really hard, and it's good to see that stuff pay off.
Yeah, no question. I think everybody's real happy for him. So let's talk about your baseball team here for a little bit. excuse me, in the first segment of the show, I was looking at the stats this morning in my office, a team batting average of .292. But the thing that really jumps out at me is 67 home runs already. That's two more than the team hit all season last year. When did you first begin to think that this would be a big power hitting baseball team?
Yeah, probably ever since the summer. You know, I thought we turned into hitting a bunch of doubles and homers down the stretch last year. Obviously, we had six new starters on last year's team, and knew they were going to keep growing. Like, you know, the Matt Russo's of the world, and you know, even Nicky. I mean, Nick had 11 last year, but we knew there was more power in there. You know, Gillespie could go on and on. So, you know, ever since last year ended, I thought this team had a chance to, you know, really hit for power, because we had, you know, all of our new young guys weren't going to be new young guys this year, and it's shown their experience, that they can slow the game down in big moments. You know, if we get down in the game, it's not the end of the world. That, you know, they're calm. They know we have the offense to come back. So, you know, for a while, I feel like we could put up some power numbers.
And Ben Higdon, of course, hits three home runs in a game this weekend. And I was told by couple of guys around the team, that you guys really saw that in the fall with him, and you expected him to be a big power hitter, and now it seems to be, you know, coming real.
Yeah, 100%. Ben was one of our best players in the fall, and obviously as our, you know, as our opening day leadoff hitter, you know, things didn't go the way he or I would have liked early. But credit to him for not kind of packing or throwing in the towel in the season, and he kept working and got another opportunity. And you know, I think at Texas State he had some really, really good at bats, and then he earned the start against Georgia State and had a great day. And you know, I would imagine you're going to see his name in that lineup tonight again after three homers. So yeah, no, he's got real tools, man. It's real. You saw it the other day. It's big time backside juice. He can pull a homer too. There are a couple, you know, pitching styles of pitcher that kind of give him trouble at times. But he's getting better, you know, at kind of being a complete hitter and hitting every type of pitcher.
And you had him playing left field this weekend. You've got another good player, really good player in Davis Gillespie, and he's a power hitter in his own right that plays left field. I guess that's probably the kind of issues to deal with coaches like you like, right, when you got two really good guys that can play the same position.
Yeah, it's really those two and Urban, you know, battling out for two spots. And obviously you can throw Braden Luke in there as well. But, yeah, you know, it's a deep lineup. We've been able to pinch hit and do some things off the bench and match up with different pitchers as well. And, yeah, you mentioned Gillespie. You know, I think that's kind of the key to all this, turning this lineup into a really, you know, I think we're a really good lineup right now. We could be great. And that's kind of been our goal, our MO, is to try to get him going and, you know, get that confidence back to where he was at the end of the year last year.
And he has struggled a little bit. What do you do as a coach to get a kid out of that, for lack of a better term, slump?
You just work, man. I think you got to get in, your hands on him and, you know, work with him every day, show him video every day. You know, we talk, if you want to call it, you know, psychiatrist-type talks. But, I mean, this is a tough game. It'll beat you down. And, you know, we're talking about Nicky earlier with the confidence, and the exact opposite can happen as well. You know, you lose that confidence and it's tough to hit. An unconfident hitter's out. So, mm-hmm. You know, we got to get that confidence back. I think he's made some nice mechanical adjustments and swing adjustments to kind of get his head in the right space. And, you know, I'm sure and I hope we'll see him back out there soon.
And I'm sure that's hard on a kid like him, you know, that when things aren't going well, and especially when he gets – pulled out of the lineup, is that where some of that psychology comes into play as a coach? You have to work them through down periods?
For sure. This is a humbling game. Yeah, you can be on top of the world one day and go up for 10 the next three, you know. So, yeah, I think that's probably, in my opinion, I've said this for a while now, it's probably our most important job as hitting coaches is just being there for the guys and their mindset, whether it's an approach and an at-bat or just their overall mindset of how things are going and keeping this a long season. You know, 56 games plus the postseason, there's going to be lows. There's going to be highs. You just got to stay in the middle of that ring physically and mentally to kind of be steady and, you know, be a complete hitter all year long.
I think it's fair to say, too, Coach, that the bullpen has struggled a little bit over the last few weeks, and that – really puts a lot of pressure offensively on your team. Do you address that, or do you just don't say anything about that and just let them keep doing their thing at the plate?
I mean, you address it a little bit, and Coach Oz does as well, but at the same time, it's, you know, our guys are smart. It's evident at times, like, okay, you know, if we're rolling into a Sunday and some of our better guys have been burned, hey guys, we got to score today. We got to do it. And yeah, I think it kind of – I wouldn't say, you know, changes how we go about our business, but it does change at times, you know, how we play offense, where maybe when JB's on the mound on a Friday night, you know, runner at first in the second inning, we may sack bunt, where in those situations you got to play for crooked numbers and be more aggressive when the pitching is not quite on as it can be.
All right, as we head into tonight's game, 292 team average, 67 home runs, 6 triples, 75 doubles, 396 slugging percentage. Where does this offensive team stack up to the teams over the last 2, 3, 4 years, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's got a chance to be the best. We just got to finish. You know, I thought the 22 offense was you know, really good, and then the 23 team came back, and you know, I really like that lineup as well. And then last year, you know, six new starters off of back-to-back super regional teams, and it was a very slow start. But man, by the end of the year, that offense was really good in the conference tournament and the regional as well. So yeah, I think we just got to keep building. I think this team could do special things, and this offense could do special things. Just got to, you know, keep getting better every day and finish this season off in a positive light.
One game at a time, right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
We're talking to baseball coach Travis Creel. Going to hold coach over to the next segment as rain begins to fall here at Oak Grove, but we're expecting that to be long out of the way by 6 o'clock tonight. Good thing we've got artificial turf, Coach.
There ain't no doubt about that. No doubt.
More with Coach Travis Creel on the other side of the break. A lot of changes coming in college baseball. Some pretty big stuff was just announced here recently that's going to change the structure in a sense of the game next year. We're going to talk to Coach about that, as well as tonight's opponent, travel plans, and what's in store for the Golden Eagles this weekend. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're glad you're with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, as they do every day. And Miss Kathleen is wonderful. Great baseball apparel down there. Lots of baseball t-shirts and jackets and polos. And it's a great place for Southern Miss baseball fans to get their swag. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today, and their new showroom is magnificent on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And while you're out about town this weekend, stop by Mobe Beignet Company, get yourself some hot beignets, a great coffee, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. We really appreciate Morgan and her husband and all the family at Mobe Beignet for their support of our program. As I said earlier, and I meant it sincerely, always enjoy our Wednesday conversations with baseball coach Travis Creel. And we'll get to the game tonight and the weekend. I do want to get to that, Coach. But I wanted to ask you about this. I was reading this morning about the proposed changes that are going to affect college baseball next year. The 11.7 baseball scholarship limit that we've all seen for years may go away. Every player on the roster, if this holds up, can get a full scholarship if the schools can fund the scholarships. And spring rosters would be cut from 40 to 34, which they say will push 1,800 D1 players to another level of baseball. Those of us that have observed college baseball's rise in popularity and just such a wonderful sport, I guess worry a little bit about how this will change the face of college baseball. What's your thoughts, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing. You know, I think it's going to do a couple things. It's going to give kids the opportunity to not you know, pull out student loans. I'm 35 years old. I paid my student loans off last year. So that's a great change. Another great change with our program is, you know, a lot of schools go out there and they bring in 50, 60 players in the fall, and they got to get down to 40 at the end of January, where we're a program who doesn't really oversign, and we don't have more than our allotted roster out here in the fall. So it's really not going to affect, you know, kind of how we operate and how we recruit and things like that. But some schools will definitely have to make some drastic changes with how they bring in their fall roster.
Do you buy that 1,800 D1 players will be pushed to another level if this is approved?
Well, I mean, mathematically, yeah, it would. Honestly, more than that, because a lot of players get a fall opportunity a lot more than, you know, the 40-man roster. But, you know, before COVID, it was a 35-man roster that you had to be down to by the season. So it's not, you know, it's crazy to say, because 40 to 34 sounds like a really big jump. But for us, I mean, when Coach Berry was the head coach, we only have 35 guys out here in the fall. So it would take a little, you know, a couple of years to get back used to. But I don't think it would be, you know, that big of a deal for how we go about, you know, our recruiting model.
And you told me off the air, too, that some of the smaller schools, and tonight's opponent would be an example, that they probably will stick to that 11.7 scholarship for financial reasons.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, there's going to be a lot of, you know, discrepancies and who has what. You know, Southeastern Louisiana, they do, you know, love their baseball, and J.R. Teagues, their athletic director, certainly cares. So I don't know where they'll be. I don't know where we'll be. You know, some schools will be at 34 fulls. Some schools will definitely say 11.7. And then, you know, there'll be some schools in that middle range as well. So that's the one part that's kind of, you know, concerning a little bit, is just the different playing field of money when it comes to that. But with NIL, it's already kind of uneven anyway. So I don't see this changing just a ton for us and our program.
So with funding 34 scholarships and chartering all these long trips next year, Lee Applewhite needs to get to work, Travis. That's all I can say.
Get to work, Lee.
I'm going to give him a call as soon as the show's over and just remind him of the conclusion you and I drew about his work performance after this.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
All right, so you got a team coming in here tonight that, you know, fans might look at Southeast Louisiana and say, Southeast Louisiana, but I think they're 30-9. They took Southern Miss to the bottom of the ninth the other night, and like you say, they may have a little extra motivation. They're quite a good baseball program that, in a sense, flies under the radar. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, really good baseball program, leading the Southern Conference right now. Their head coach, a good friend of mine, Bobby Barbier, does a really good job with the pitchers. They have an old offense that's dangerous. They're a complete team. They're a complete team, and you know, I told Bobby last week, he called me, and I think they're a team that can get into a regional and do some damage, not just show up and lose two games. Like, I think they can really, really go in there and compete in a regional setting and make a postseason run.
You're right about him. He was on the show I think, the day before you guys played a couple of weeks ago, and he's a super guy, man, just super baseball guy, and really successful, really good coach, isn't he?
He's a great coach. One of my really close friends in this profession, and everywhere he goes, when he's at Northwestern State and before this, and now the head coach of Southeastern, they always pitch. He does a great job with the arms, and he's got two assistants, Taylor Dugas and Evan Bush, who do a great job with the hitters too. So we're a really well coached team. They're not going to be intimidated by this environment. You know, they're old, experienced. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really good college baseball game tonight.
Fair to say you guys go after one another, and not just this school but others, you go after one another on the field in the offseason. You guys are buddies.
Yeah, that's right. Well, when you're recruiting, you know, 2 months out of the summer, and you're at the same events, and, you know, you're spending 8 hours a day with these guys. So
right.
You definitely make some friendships along the way.
Well, he expressed absolute mutual respect when we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we'll see that tonight. All right, so after the game tonight, you told me something kind of surprised me a little bit. You guys are going to get cleaned up, pack your clothes, and hit the road.
That's the plan. So we're going to get on let the guys get some food and then get a shower, and we're going to get on a sleeper bus again, this evening, and go to sleep. And we're going to wake up and be pretty close to Boone, North Carolina, and stop and get some brunch in Johnson City, Tennessee, and then head on to Boone and get a good breakfast in tomorrow night.
There you go. Is this further or closer than this road trip you recently took to Marshall?
Don't quote me on this, Bob. I think it's a little closer, but okay. Don't quote me on that.
Well, the good thing is that nobody's going to have the flu on the bus this time. Is that right?
That's right. That is right. That was brutal. but I think we're all healthy now.
That had to be a fun trip. All right. So I watched. I was watching baseball last night since my guys weren't playing, and I tuned in and out of the game with App State. They got beat by East Tennessee State University, I believe, last night, 13-6. What do you look for out of App State, and are these kind of series, for lack of a better term, kind of trap games for a program like USM?
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be because, they're right behind us in the standings. We faced off with them in the conference tournament a couple times. Great program, really well coached. Their offense has put up really good numbers so far this season. I think their Friday guys throwing three straight complete games. So it's a really good program. It's a really good baseball team. I don't see us overlooking them whatsoever. And first time for all of us to go to their place, so we're excited about it.
And you got a pretty good Friday night guy that's developed in his own right, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. JB's been awesome, and I'm excited to see him towed up on Friday against their guy. It should be a great college baseball game. And I thought Georgia State had a really good Friday guy this past weekend, and our offense did a great job of getting to him and getting that pitch count up. And then JD was just so good that we scored 8, but all we needed was 2, which is a good feeling.
Travis, you were in a couple games, and I'm going to guess against Tulane, where it got a little chippy as it did Saturday against Georgia State, huh?
I certainly was. I don't. If you remember Tyler Kaling and their pitcher, he hit a homer and walked around the bases the entire time, and the pitcher was walking with him. I don't know if you remember that one. I think it was 11. But those Tulane games always got chippy, and those were fun. Those are the ones you remember. Those are the memories you and your buddies talk about 15 years later.
I think that was a correct me if I'm wrong. I think that was a Saturday afternoon game, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I do remember a Saturday game where it got really chippy between Tulane and you guys. So, I thought it just added a little spice to the environment. And that was a pretty big, tough, strong baseball team, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were really good. And, I thought, looking back at it, our guys did exactly what we want them to do. We're up 7, and they kind of show up our pitcher, and he didn't like it. So he let them know about it, and our guys were there to defend them, which we want. We don't want guys backing up from anything. We also don't want to throw punches or anything. We didn't do that either. So, I like the way our guys handled themselves, and, they had each other's back, which is, that's what we want.
I'm 100% with you. Hey, good luck tonight to you. Safe travels, and we look forward to having you on the show next week, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Travis Creel, everybody. Associate head coach, Southern Miss Baseball. Great guy. Great hitting coach, good recruiter as well, and just a good human being. We appreciate him joining us every Wednesday. There's a new champion on the campus, and that's the women's golf team. We're going to be talking to a member of that team next. So stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill in the Shadow of the Rock, where you can have great lunch 5 days a week, great dinner any night of the week. unbelievable Southern Miss memorabilia, and the big games are always on the TV at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And don't forget about MCS Home Center. They're out in Bellevue. They're brand new. Hank Lott and his crew opened that store up just a month or two ago, and it is a it's a big box store with a local flavor. They've got everything for your home, for your garden, for your house, you name it. They've got it at MCS Home Center, and they've got great customer service. We encourage everybody to do business with local business owners and operators, and MCS Home Center is the latest in that line, and we certainly hope that you'll give them an opportunity to earn your business. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you do every month. That's where you hear the show. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. The podcast was not up yesterday. That is clearly on me. Believe it or not, another technical mistake on my part. But we're going to get it right today and have the podcast for you. And it's a good thing because Taylor Tribble is going to be on the podcast. She's about to join the show. She is the member of the newest championship team at the University of Southern Mississippi, as the women's golf team made us all very proud by winning its first ever Sun Belt Conference championship last week. And Taylor, I know you were a big part of securing that victory, and congratulations to you and all your teammates.
Yes, sir. Thank you so, so much. It's honestly been an incredible past few weeks, and it's definitely going to be one I will remember for the rest of my life.
How big was that day for you?
I mean, I can't even put words into it. It was just, it was like a dream. You know, we played 36 holes on Thursday, and my first match, I was the closer, and, you know, my point mattered because two of my teammates had lost, and we needed 3 points to win, and Mo had won one, and Elena, I'm pretty sure. So they were all out there on the hole 16 while I was finishing it, and I mean, I made one of the best chips of my collegiate career that I'll remember forever on that 17th hole, and yeah, it's just an unbelievable story. And then the championship round, my last 18 holes when we versed Georgia Southern, it was just, oh, I can't even put it into words. It was amazing, and just taking it one shot at a time, trying not to get too ahead of things, and it was just an incredible day I'll remember forever.
And Georgia Southern was nationally ranked and the favorite to win that tournament, weren't they?
Yes, sir. It was. I like to call it the underdog story because, you know, Georgia State is ranked 33rd in the country. Mm-hmm. So we were definitely not going to give up, even though they were ranked 33rd. We showed our Southern Miss grit and fought till the end and were able to come up on top. So super excited about that.
All right. So you had a meeting at noon today, and they had the selection committee because you're fixed to go play in the national championship tournament. Let the Eagle Hour listeners know where you're going.
Yes, sir. So we will be going to Norman, Oklahoma, and playing Oklahoma University's golf club.
The Boomer Sooner country.
Yep.
Well, that's got to be pretty exciting. Kind of, if you can, to the degree that you can explain this to people who may not be familiar, how does this break down? How do you think you ended up there, and what other number of teams will be in the field that you're competing in?
Yeah, for sure. So each regional event has 12 teams that come in and play against each other. And top four teams, stroke-wise, this is a three-day stroke play event, will make it to the national championship. Mm-hmm. So the way they make the selection is by, first of all, they take the top, I'm pretty sure it's like 30 to 50 teams ranked nationally, and they get a bid into the regional event. Well, we got a bid through winning our conference, so that's one of the reasons, another reason, how another way you can get into the conference or into the regional event.
Right.
So, yeah.
So who the regional winners go on to compete against one another for the finals of the nationals, right?
Yeah, so they take top four from each regional event, like each team. So mm-hmm. It's 3 days of stroke play, and they take the top four teams to the national championship.
Well, Taylor, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but we would all love to see a national championship here at Southern Miss.
Oh, yes. That would be amazing, too. That would be incredible.
All right. I want to talk about you. You're a very accomplished, obviously, collegiate golfer. But when did you get an interest in golf, and when did you start swinging clubs?
Yeah, for sure. So actually, I was a swimmer up until my sophomore year of high school, and I really loved it, but I also started picking up golf in middle school. And I started playing for my middle school team, golf, and I didn't really like it too much. And then I was like, well, I'll just keep on going. And then in 2020, COVID hit, as we all know, and the only thing that stayed open was the golf course. The pool was closed, so I was like, you know what, I'll just stick with golf. And so I was so blessed to be able to win two of the high school state events with my high school team back at home in Birmingham, Alabama. And then in junior year, I started going through the whole recruiting process, which is kind of tough for me. With COVID, people got an extra year of eligibility, so it's kind of hard to find a home. And the coach at Southern Miss gave me an opportunity and trusted me, and I'm just so, so blessed to be here, and it's just an honor to be to win this conference and with the team, too, and just getting better each and every day here in Hattiesburg and at Hattiesburg Country Club.
So what you're saying is if it hadn't been for COVID, you wouldn't be here. And if you weren't here, we wouldn't have won the conference championship. So something good came out of COVID, didn't it, Taylor?
Oh, yes. As many people say, there was the downside of COVID. But for me, it was a good thing. It kind of helped me choose that golf was going to be my sport to bring into college. And I got better at it during COVID as well.
So you could go out to the local country club on any Saturday and pick two or three dudes that were out there playing golf, and you could clean their clocks, could you not?
Probably. I'm not going to lie. Probably. And my teammates, too.
Have you beaten up on many guys on the golf course, Taylor?
Back at home, yes. I do beat up on my dad's friend group that plays on Saturdays and Sundays. And yeah, sometimes also at Hattiesburg Country Club. There are some good members out there at Hattiesburg mm-hmm. Country Club, I'm not gonna lie. So
are you admitting when you're home you beat up on your dad's golf buddies? That his daughter comes out there and beats him in golf?
Oh yes, of course. I'll go home and they'll want me to come play, and I'm like, are y'all sure you want me to come play? Yeah. So, yes, I'll go home on the weekend sometimes whenever I have time, and I go beat up on them a little bit.
Well, good for you.
I kind of warned them, but they didn't really listen. So,
well, men are hard-headed, Taylor. I mean, you probably know that by now. All right, you ladies have a new coach, and, man, what a job has this guy mm-hmm. done. What has he meant to the program and to your golf team?
Yes, for sure. So there was a lot of uncertainty back in like, middle of July and whatnot of who the coach we were going to get was. And we ended up getting Coach Cowan, and he has changed the program so much. And, you know, I'm so grateful for what Lucy has done in the past for me and giving me an opportunity to play at Southern Miss. But Coach Cowan has really like made us like work super hard. And he's also helped me gain confidence in myself, because that's one of my struggles, like trusting myself, especially on the golf course. We all need trust and confidence. So he's given me some confidence that I've been looking for the past few years in golf, and he's put a lot, he trusts me a little more than I trust myself sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he works it very hard, and he has a process that is working great for our team and has helped our team get closer. So I'm super thankful for him and all the things he has helped me and my teammates with the past year so far.
Taylor, I spent a lot of time around the baseball coaches, and they tell me that that confidence, psyche, is a huge part of being successful in baseball. But I got to believe it's maybe even more so in golf, because you're really competing against the course, aren't you?
For sure, yes. So it's just like, making sure, like for me, it was about trusting my processes I've gone through in the practices, the countless early mornings we have in the weight room and whatnot, and knowing that I can go out there and shoot the best score I can possibly shoot because I have the confidence in myself and I've worked so hard up to the point of like conference and whatnot to shoot the best scores I can, and just having that confidence and trust in myself really did help me in conference and also the mental side of golf. It is very easy to get in your head in golf. So just taking it one shot at a time, not worrying about the last few holes, the bad hole you might have, the unfortunate breaks, and just that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, Taylor, it's been delightful having you on the show. You're a delightful young lady. Congratulations to you and your teammates. We're all really proud of you. And you keep slapping them guys around on the weekends out there on those golf courses. Would you do that, please?
Yes, sir. I certainly will.
All right, Taylor. Enjoy your trip to Oklahoma, dear.
Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. Taylor Tribble, everybody. Championship golfer on the Southern Miss women's golf team. Great, great interview. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, if you got a baseball or a softball player in your family, you need to check out DBAT on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds is the manager there, and they've got a state-of-the-art facility. They provide baseball and softball training for kids of every age, even adults. Beautiful facility, great pro shop. All court sorts of camps, gift certificates, you name it. Lots of reasons to go to DBAT on Hardy Street. We're really lucky to have such a state-of-the-art facility here in Hattiesburg. All right, Southeast Louisiana in town tonight. 31-9 on the season, 16-5 in Southland Conference play. They lead the league. They're 12-3 away from home, so they're not intimidated when they leave their ballpark. They won 2 out of 3 this weekend against the University of Texas at Rio Grande Valley, who played a midweek game here earlier in the year. Their game against Dillard, like the Southern Miss game, was canceled last night. The Louisiana Lafayette's game also canceled. Anyway, Southeast Louisiana, 306 team batting average, and listen to this, 77-0. Home runs on the season, so the Golden Eagles have another very tough midweek opponent tonight, as seems like has been the case all week long, or all year long, I should say. Last night's game canceled because of the weather. You know, just north of us, State and Ole Miss played. I think they had over an hour weather delay. I think we'd have had some weather delays here last night. It was thundering pretty hard in Oak Grove last night around 7 o'clock, and that, of course, would bring an end to baseball. It's raining in Oak Grove right now, but we're expecting all of this weather to be out of the area by tonight, and we're expecting a really good college baseball game tonight against Southeastern Louisiana. Elsewhere across the league tonight, James Madison is playing at Virginia. Marshall is playing at Morehead State at Marshall. Texas State at Tarlington State. Louisiana Monroe at Nicholls State. Louisiana Tech at Louisiana Monroe. South Alabama and New Orleans are playing tonight, and of course, USM and Southeastern Louisiana. Scores from around the league last night, one of those unusual weeks where a lot of league teams are playing two games. Arkansas State beat Memphis 8-6. Troy beat Alabama State 12-10. Georgia State beat West Georgia 4-0. The College of Charleston upset Coastal Carolina 4-2. Eastern Tennessee State University beat this weekend's opponent, Appalachian State, by a score of 13-6. Florida had no trouble with Georgia Southern last night, 12-1. Marshall blanked Morehead State 10-0. And the game of the night, if you didn't see it, let me just tell you real quickly. The game of the night was Texas at Texas State. Big crowd, as you could imagine. Texas State hosting the number one ranked team in the country. Texas State twice in the game had leads of 4 runs. They went into the 9th inning with a lead. They went into the 9th inning with a lead of 3 runs. They went into the 9th inning with a 1-run lead. That's right. 1-run lead going into the 9th. Tell me if you've ever seen this before. 2 walks and a hit batter. Texas loads the bases without a base hit. And then comes the 2nd grand slam of the game. Texas State had hit a grand slam earlier in the game to take a 5-run lead at that point. Texas, with a grand slam in the top of the 9th, puts them ahead 14-11. That's where the score held up. 4.5-hour-long game. I'm ashamed to admit I watched about 95% of it over 4.5 hours. It was really a great college baseball game, but it speaks to the fact that every team in the midweeks runs into pitching difficulty. Texas is the number one team in the country, gave up 11 runs last night to Texas State. So Texas State both experiencing pitching difficulties toward the middle and end of the games in a midweek contest. Southern Miss has experienced similar things. I'm sure Southeastern Louisiana tonight's opponent has. It's just the nature of college baseball in midweek games. So a great game last night and a great effort by Texas State, who had actually beaten Texas earlier in the year. And they said last night, this was hard to believe, had won 5 of the last 7 games against Texas. But last night it was the Longhorns that got the better of the 2. 14-11, exciting Sun Belt Conference of baseball game. I think it speaks to the strength of the Sun Belt Conference that Texas State, which was, I think, 19-20 going into the game last night, can take the number one team in the country down to the wire in the 9th inning. So another strong performance by a Sun Belt Conference baseball team. Even though Appalachian State did not play well last night, losing 13-6 to East Tennessee, I think we can all expect a tough matchup there this weekend. Golden Eagles play tonight, get on the bus, as you heard earlier, at 11:30 tonight and start an all-night journey across the country to Boone, North Carolina, get a day's rest, fortunately for the guys, on Thursday, and then 5 o'clock our time. Saturday or Friday afternoon, the Golden Eagles will be back in action against another tough opponent, Appalachian State, which we've played in the last 2 conference tournaments, and both of those games were pretty tough. Expect the same thing this weekend. Appreciate Travis Creel for being on the show today, and also the good news we were happy to report to you about ladies golf and that delightful young lady as well. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, thank you very much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.